Fridays this summer, we're taking a look at the federal workers who have been nominated for the annual Service to America Medal. It's a prestigious career achievement award. Now, in today's Sammy segment, we're going to talk with Michelle Colby. She's a veterinarian and branch chief at the Homeland Security Department, and she was responsible for seeing a new vaccine shepherded to licensure that protects animals from foot and mouth disease following some pretty serious outbreaks of this disease in some big flocks in the nation. And she joins us now. Ms. Colby, nice to have you on.
Thank you very much.
All right, so tell us about the work that you did. Was it creating the vaccine or was it getting it licensed? Tell us how you worked with other departments to have this happen.
So I was part of a team that developed and licensed. This is the first vaccine for foot and mouth disease ever licensed in the United States. And that team included scientists at Plum Island Animal Disease Center, industry partners, as well as interagency partners. And that team included scientists from DHS and USDA at Plum Island Animal Disease Center. And the primary work was done by USDA ARS. Dr. Marvin Grubman, who's part of the team that was nominated, was the initial discoverer of the vaccine, and he worked in conjunction with a company called Genvac. When DHS took over the foot and mouth disease research program in 2005, we began pushing this promising technology towards the licensure process. And Dr. Bruce Harper and Dr. John Nealon, also members of the team that was nominated, played a critical role in the development of or moving this forward to licensure. My role was mainly the coordination, pulling all the various pieces of the puzzle together to form one whole picture.
Well, and it's clear that you had a lot to coordinate. Tell us, what exactly are the dangers of foot and mouth disease?
So foot and mouth disease is a highly contagious disease that affects cattle and other livestock that could cause huge economic losses if we ever had an outbreak in the United States. Affected animals develop blisters in their mouths and on their feet, making eating and walking extremely painful. Animals that don't eat or don't walk, don't go to get food and water, don't produce milk, don't gain weight as well. And in addition to that, because of its highly contagious nature, our trade partners are very concerned about importing the disease from us. So it's likely that if we had an outbreak, all of our trade would be shut down pretty quickly.
And have there been cases here in the United States?
We haven't had foot and mouth disease in the United States since the 1920s.
But it does occur overseas. There's been some outbreaks, I guess, in the UK in 2001 and South Korea just a couple of years ago. So does that pose a danger for the United States?
Yes. Well, pathogens don't respect boundaries. And with the increase in global trade, especially with agriculture, this is something we are extremely concerned about.
And what, by the way, what types of animals does this affect? Anything that would be in a barnyard, basically?
Pretty much anything that would be in a barnyard. Horses are not affected, but basically cloven-hoofed animals. So if it has two toes or toes that can be divided by two, like pigs have four, then they could be affected.
So with this vaccine, is it similar to children, infants just getting the regular dose of vaccines? This is now given to all animals?
Not at this point. Foot and mouth disease has many serotypes and different strains that are very different. So it's sort of like influenza where we'd have to provide a vaccine that would protect against the things we were most concerned about on a fairly regular basis. That's just not economically feasible right now in the agricultural industry. So what we're doing is developing vaccines in platforms that we could rapidly match the vaccine to the outbreak strain and administer it as quickly as possible to protect unaffected animals if we had an outbreak.
And with this one at hand, the one that you helped get the license for, what has it accomplished?
Well, I think the first thing to point out is that it's the first vaccine for foot and mouth disease ever licensed in the United States. In addition to that, it is important because working with live foot and mouth disease virus in the United States is prohibited by law. It's restricted only to the Plum Island Animal Disease Center. And at Plum Island, we don't have vaccine production facilities. All the current vaccines that are available now, with the exception of the one that's just been licensed, require the full virus to be produced. So we had no way to produce a foot and mouth disease vaccine in the U.S. This vaccine only includes a portion of the foot and mouth disease virus, so it can be produced safely within the United States. In addition to that, because it only has part of the virus, animals only develop antibodies to particular parts of the virus. Infected animals would develop antibodies to more of the virus, which means we can use common diagnostic tests for the parts of the virus that are not included in the vaccine. Infected animals would test positive, vaccinated animals would test negative, And that has huge implications with respect to regaining our trade, because the animals that have been vaccinated will not make it appear that we have foot and mouth disease circulating in the United States.
Well, I may become a vegetarian. We're speaking with Michelle Colby. She's the branch chief of Agriculture Defense at Homeland Security. My question is, what reaction do you get when you tell people that you are a veterinarian and you also work for the Homeland Security Department?
You know, I often get that question, well, how am I using my veterinary skills? And, you know, I think I use my veterinary skills every day. In a different way. And a veterinarian in a clinic is using their skills to treat one patient. I'm using my skills to treat basically the entire U.S. herd. And I think it's a great way to take that training that I had and some other skills that I have, such as consensus building, and utilize that in a manner that has a broader impact.
So tell us what your team is working on next.
So our future plans, we're, of course, planning to move forward with additional serotypes of the vaccine that we currently have licensed. In addition to that, we have investments in other foot and mouth disease platforms. We're always trying to get something better so that each process, each step gets more efficient and more effective. In addition to that, there are other diseases that we're concerned about, such as African swine fever, classical swine fever, and Rift Valley fever, and we have programs looking for vaccines for those as well.
All right. Michelle Colby's branch chief of the Agriculture Defense Unit at the Homeland Security Department. Congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.